A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chances are you've been on a crowded flight. No space in the overhead bin, crying babies, bathroom lines. Friends, these are first world problems because we've just seen what a crowded flight really looks like. There's a picture making the rounds of the interior of a giant C-17 cargo jet taking off from Kabul on Sunday. You look at this picture and you can't believe it. The cargo hold is teeming with humanity. Hundreds and hundreds of desperate Afghans crammed into this airborne warehouse. They're sitting on the floor. There are no seats, no seat belts. Now you get on a crowded flight, there might be, what, 200 people on board, every seat's full? But this flight? We only have a recording from the other side of the military radio transmission. Listen to this.
Okay, how many people do you think are on your jet?
The pilot answers, but we don't have that part. Listen to the response, though.
800 people on your jet?
The pilot just guessed a number, 800. Turns out it was 640.
Holy cow.
640 people! No ticket holders, by the way. These desperate Afghans saw an open cargo ramp, and they all ran in. This Air Force crew could have thrown them off the plane, but they decided to get them out of Afghanistan. Bless their hearts. The flight took off without incident. It landed safely in Qatar 3 hours later. 640 souls filed out with nothing but the shirts on their backs and a future as refugees. But safe, thanks to the brave efforts of an Air Force flight crew.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.